How can somebody come to Accra, the capital, and go to Kwame Nkrumah Circle? You see a lot of people defecating right there on the Odo River or Odo Gutter, I don't know. Full glare, broad daylight. I feel ashamed as Ghanaian when I see that. So it's a canker that we have to fight.
Experts say every gram of human excreta contains over 10 million germs. Defecating in the open is equal to distribution of germs which result in the spread of several diseases. In 2014, over 29,000 Ghanaians were infected with cholera, sending many to their graves. Mr. Emmanuel Adai is a communication consultant and environmental health officer with UNICEF Ghana. Taking into account the present efforts by stakeholders across the country, Mr. Adai believes Ghana will not be able to attain open defecation-free society by 2020, as captured in the Ghana Sanitation and Water for All policy.
The country has set 2020 as vision for an open defecation-free Ghana. This statement was issued by Honorable Kwabena Dufour in 2014. In something we call the Sanitation and Water for All Global Partnership. 2 years on, the open defecation rate has not reduced any significantly. It has only come from 23% based on 2011 figures that were available then to 21% based on 2014 figures that are currently available, which means only 2 percentage points reduction. So it means there's no way between now and 2020 the country can be open defecation free. There are a lot of rural interventions going on, and even some urban interventions, people doing door-to-door, community-to-community, you know, interactions. But we feel that if we don't scale up the campaign for every identifiable institution to get involved, the message will not go down to every Ghanaian. There are still people today who don't know that Ghana has a vision for open defecation.
Mrs. Amakudoma Jiman is a media facilitator with UNICEF Water, Sanitation and Hygiene Wash Program. She wondered why people continue to build houses without making provision for toilet facilities.
Whatever it is that we are doing, we must hasten the pace. And one of the key things that needs to be done is information. You see, people are used to doing things in a certain way, and open defecation has become a norm. If you have built your house, you have had money to build the house, why wouldn't you add a toiletry? Up to date, people are building houses without toilets. I mean, it cannot continue. Open defecation is a menace. It's a menace environmentally. It's a menace health-wise. It's a menace socio-economically. It's a menace in whatever way. Even for agri, it is a menace. Because some of the farmers thought that, oh, if you have feces, even fresh feces on your farm, it's okay. It is not. Because the experts will tell you that for feces to, become a manure, it has to go through a process of decomposition for at least a period of about 1.5 months to 2 months. Which means that if you allow fresh feces on your vegetable farm, you are killing people. And from what we learned, that every gram of human feces contains over 10 million germs. The feces is our waste product. So every filthy thing, every dirty thing, everything that does not belong to our body is passed out of the feces. So you can imagine. So if you think it is good for vegetables, it is not. It is contaminating us.
Why are we so much concerned about open defecation? The effect on the country is so vast. One, that is the cause of diseases like diarrhea, and cholera, and typhoid. And we remember what happened 2 years ago. More than 29,000 people were infected by cholera alone. And the government had to spend millions of Ghana cedis to fight it. And this year too, at least, as I speak, there's one case already. The rains haven't yet intensified. And normally, you know, it starts from June. So we don't know what is going to happen this year. Last year, we were lucky, but even last year, there were more than 600 cases recorded. Apart from health, it has economic consequences as well. Tourism, when people fall sick, they are not able to work. So the economic activities they would have performed will all come to a standstill. People are even losing their lives. So some of them are breadwinners, so they are leaving behind widows or widowers or orphans. So these are some of the social consequences of open defecation. And above all, the national shame. So it's a canker that we have to fight, and everybody has to be involved because everybody is, you know, is open to the threats.
Back to Mrs. Amakudom Achiman.
People are coming up. They are assisting artisans, helping them to come up with innovative, affordable household toilets. That's what they call the sanitation marketing. They have been trained to come up with special toilets. If we keep on placing too much emphasis on communal toilets, we will never get rid, because communal toilets, they cannot keep them clean. And even the public toilets, please take your time and visit some of the institutions, visit some of the schools, visit some of the hospitals. You will see why people wouldn't go there. They would rather do it in polythene bags and dump it along the road.
Moving around the country with this campaign, are you seeing the commitment from stakeholders with regards to addressing the issue?
I think commitment is gradually coming.
Because we have a situation where, as we speak, we understand UNICEF has given some money to some assemblies. They've not spent the money and they have to return the money to the donor partner. Is that commitment? Are they committed to fighting this menace?
You see, the problem we are having is that some of the assemblies are very slow. And normally when development partners give you money, it's given for you to expend within a time frame. But these people, some of the times, they are so slow in expending the money. And this one is a global thing. If you don't use it, and Ghana is noted for that. Ghana, we are noted for inability to utilize funds given to us. So I think that it's not per se an issue of non-commitment. I just think that it's an issue of ability to act fast, or maybe to identify exactly the kind of things they should do with the money.
Most of the places you go where you have people practice open defecation, there is that issue of poverty where it is difficult for people to construct acceptable toilet facilities. What's the relationship between poverty and open defecation in the communities you visited?
Well, when you look at statistics, there's a relationship. Where the people are very poor, they are more likely to defecate in the open, according to the Ghana Statistical Service, the latest report that we have from them. That is a fact. But the underlying issue is not the poverty, because the people are poor. Because though they are poor, you know, every human being is living in a house. And nobody from, let's say, Europe or America or even the government constructed houses for people to live in. They were built by Ghanaians themselves. No matter the type of structure they are living in, they built it. So why can't they do the same or something similar for a toilet? It is a mindset. It has a lot of cultural undertones. People have some various beliefs. There are parts of Ghana where people think their feces should not mess with other people's feces. It's abomination. There are other areas where they think feces should be far away from the house, so you should go to the bush, right? There are people who think defecating, let's say, along this, the beach, you enjoy it because of the free breeze, fresh breeze, rather than confining yourself in a small room. These are some of the explanations that they give. But there's a policy. The policy is, no matter the type of house you are building, once you submit your plan for the building permit, there should be a toilet. So it means somebody is also not enforcing the building code.
If you are easing around anyhow, it means that your water is contaminated, because your water source, especially if you are using the stream or the river, then your food items, if it's tuber, if it's vegetables, contaminated. You have fruits, because the fruit drops on the ground is contaminated. So at the end of the day, you are eating your own shit, and nobody wants to eat his or her own shit.
Well, we are all duty bound to lend support to the fight against the menace of open defecation. For Ghana Today, Dominic Kanaji reporting.